What are we going to be talking about today? Today is a big one. Everyone is talking about this. Two words, maybe one, DeepSeek. DeepSeek is a new tool. It's the new kid on the block, you can say. It is owned by a private company in China. And when it came out with its latest model, everyone went crazy. And what do I mean by that? I mean, the tech stocks did a tailspin of sorts. I mean, lots and lots of money were lost when DeepSeek's model came out because the reviews so far have been it's pretty good. It's as good as ChatGPT. It's faster in some ways. It's cheaper for sure because it's not using the same kind of process to build the data set, the LLM process called distillation. And the other thing is DeepSeek is open source, meaning developers and others can use the AI to create even more apps and other kind of applications, if you will. Now, so far, there is no lawsuit by OpenAI, which owns ChatGPT, against DeepSeek. But definitely, if you are listening and following all of the discussions on social media and even in traditional legacy media, a lot of people are talking about this, a lot of concern from some big players. And yeah, we'll start to hear more. But what can we do right now and what can we learn from this? I've decided to run three simple rounds or tests for DeepSeek and ChatGPT. Let's put them to the test. Why not? So what I'm going to be doing, showing you, is how to do these prompts that really, from the very get-go, can make life a lot easier. Outcomes can be better, called the CTC model. I'll be talking about that as we go round from round from round to figure out which one's better. I mean, because to me, I'm going to use the product that is reliable, fairly reliable, efficient, and helps me get my work done. Knowing that in the end, it's about our original ideas and thought that is the most important thing. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to SaaSPod, S-A-S-P-O-D. You'll get the details down below. And SaaSPod is an amazing production team. They've been with me from the start, helping me to produce high quality episodes that you can hear on Apple, Spotify, and now just much more with YouTube. So big shout out. Thanks to everyone there. Let's get started on round one. Round one, we are going to ask these two AI tools, the free version, to write the best or the top news summaries of the day. So I mentioned that CTC model, and I want to break it down for you here. You can find out more about the CTC model in an upcoming blog post, and I have also done an episode about CTC models, but let me know if you want more in the comments. So the first one is, and if you'd like to join me while I am doing this, it'd be great to find out what you get as your result and then share it in the comments too. So type in constraints and we're going to go 100 words max, 8th grade reading level. The idea is to make the writing accessible to a mass audience. Two, you're going to put in the task. And so you can say, summarize today's top three news stories, and then three, context. Assume you're a journalist needing a quick, clear summary. So if you wanted to fill in that blank with PR person or journalism educator, you could. So for me, I ran the search with those prompts, 100 words, summarize top three stories, assume you're a journalist. And I ran that same thing in both DeepSeek and ChatGPT. And here's what I got. So for DeepSeek, they came up with global heat wave crisis, tech giants, earnings surge, and Ukraine-Russia conflict escalates. Now, ChatGPT came up with federal workers ignore Musk's email ultimatum, Apple's $500 billion U.S. investment plan, and teen arrested after armed robbery in Karama. Very different stories. Number one, that should be a yellow or red flag for anyone doing research on these tools. The important thing is anytime you get data or an answer from these tools, you can actually just ask it, fact check your results. or are these the most recent? Challenge whatever you get, because what I noticed very quickly is ChatGPT had included sources. So like that first story came from The Guardian, and then they had a date and it was an actual hyperlink. Second story came from The Guardian on February 23rd. And I'm, you know, the story comes to you. I'm recording on February 24th. So we're talking real-time results. What I then learned with DeepSeek, I asked, where are these, you know, stories coming from? What are the sources? Give me the dates. I learned that these stories that I asked for top stories today, they gave me stories from 2023. Imagine me just running this and not double checking and not fact checking. This is a huge problem. And just as a reminder, when I first started using ChatGPT about a year ago, it too had older results. So there was a period of time that these models only had been trained on older data sets. It is only recently that ChatGPT and many other tools can now do a live web search. It can look at real-time data. Now, of course, nothing is as up-to-date as a news site, because they have journals out there today getting stories that are not in any of these LLMs. So that's one thing to note. And that's one thing really great about journalism. So, but what I will say, because the fact that DeepSeek relied on information from 2023, and it just didn't say that, you know, it couldn't provide the top three news stories, I am going to give round one to ChatGPT. So round one definitely goes to ChatGPT because they included sources and they had up-to-date news from when I was running the search. So now let's go to round number two. Round number two is all about who writes the best headline. Now, of course, best, what does best mean? You know, are you looking for an SEO-friendly headline? Are you looking for something visually stunning? It really will depend on what your audience is and what your target or your purpose of that headline is. So keep that in mind. But for the purpose of this test, if you will, here are my constraints, task, and context. And you can type this in yourself if you want. But I wrote 15 words max, active voice, and write a compelling headline about OpenAI versus DeepSeek and assume that an audience is unfamiliar with the situation. So what I got back from DeepSeek is OpenAI and DeepSeek engage in innovation race amid data use controversy. And ChatGPT, the free version, gave me OpenAI sues DeepSeek for allegedly AI technology theft, sparking legal battle in tech industry. So just from the sound of it, which I'm going to say that the suing, a verb, an active verb, is always a nice choice in journalism. The problem, can anyone spot the problem? Yeah, OpenAI has not sued anyone as of yet. So ChatGPT got it wrong in this case. So the winner in round two goes to DeepSeek. All right, so last one I asked was to write a press release. So my constraints, task, and context, 150 words max, professional yet engaging tone. Task, write a press release announcing DeepSeek's latest AI model. And context, assume you're writing for journalists and tech industry professionals. Many press releases are written in hopes of being picked up by larger publications or news stations. And so, you know, putting that into your prompt as a result and desired outcome is going to definitely help improve your results. So once I did that, here's what DeepSeek gave me. And I'm going to just focus on the opening, or also known as lead in the news business. DeepSeek, a leader in AI solutions, announces DeepSeek V4. Designed for unparalleled performance in natural language processing, predictive analytics, and real-time decision-making. And then ChatGPT also used a dateline. So it said Hangzhou, China, February 24th, 2025. DeepSeek, a leading Chinese AI company, proudly announces the release of DeepSeek R1, an advanced A1 model designed for exceptional reasoning, cost-effectiveness, and adaptability across industries. So what I like about both of these openings is that it tells the consumer a little about what this product is. They may not know. And they're kind of saying, well, this is why it could be useful. I think what I did was I ran the openings in a different AI tool. And I love doing that. It's definitely a best practice tip from me, which is if you get results and you're not quite sure because they sound the same, or you're not quite sure you're sold, run it into another AI tool like Claude or Perplexity and ask for a third, fourth opinion. If you got a friend, a coach, ask them as well. So what happened in terms of when I asked a different AI tool, which one do you think is better? And I think it was Perplexity. They said that DeepSeek's, it kind of recommended to you fill in a location, which I'm okay with doing in brackets because in press releases, you often want to put the location of where this is being reported from. It said that it lacked specific details about the AI model and it read more like marketing language than a factual press release. And then it said that ChatGPT's press release included a location and date. Now, I got to tell you, even though it included a location and date, for me as a journalist, I am questioning, is that true? And was it announced on February 24th? I don't think so. So there's some inaccuracies in both of these cases. But more importantly, the takeaway can be that they understand the format of a press release. Our job is to make sure that the information is right. So really, to me, always, these are starting points. But the winner here, according to stronger structure and more actual facts, it goes to ChatGPT. So let's look at the final verdict. So in category one, top news, DeepSeek provided us outdated stories. ChatGPT was timely and cited. So the winner is ChatGPT on round number one. On round number two, with the headlines, ChatGPT actually provided inaccurate headline. So the winner here is DeepSeek. And then in round three, the press release category, it went to ChatGPT for being more structured and industry ready. All right. Well, I wonder what your results were when you ran these prompts and when you run these prompts. So once you do discover your own results and would love to share them, I would love to hear about what your results are. Please share them in the comments here. Just some general takeaways. ChatGPT still remains pretty strong for some of the standard or basic functions that we need to do as storytellers and writers. DeepSeek isn't that bad, still needs some work when it comes to more relevant and timely information. And there's inaccuracies everywhere. So once again, be really careful with information that you get from these tools so that you are presenting factual and informative information to your audiences. If you want to know more about what's going on with DeepSeek and AI and some of the financial implications, the stocks, there is someone you should definitely check out. I want to give a special shout out to Sasha Yanshin, a YouTuber. I watched his video on, the AI kind of craziness with DeepSeek. He's gotten more videos and just really timely information. So Sasha, thanks to you and some other folks that I did talk to make this story come together. I want to thank you too. Until next time, please hit that subscribe button here to find out more and to learn more about me and my coaching services. I help with everything from resumes, LinkedIn profiles, to challenging limited beliefs that you might have. Check out yumiwilson.me. And you can hear me on Apple and Spotify, and a review would be lovely. Until next time, have a great day.